Joining us now, we have the leader of the Small Business Connection Championship, Brett Stegmaier. Brett, welcome into the golf shop.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Through two rounds, one shot lead. Have you played here before at River Run, and what's your impression of the golf course?
Yeah, it's my third year playing here. Missed a cut 2 years ago. Played pretty good last year. Just had a poor third round that kind of set me back. I really like the golf course. Got to drive it well, which is a strength for me. Been hitting a lot of fairways. The rough isn't too high, but you can get a lot of flyer lies out of there, so it's hard to really hit it close from the rough. So that's my plan for the weekend, just keep driving it straight, get myself a bunch of chances at birdie.
Well, Brett, at the risk of jinxing you, which I would never do, I mean, you went out 63-68, and then you said last year you struggled in the third round. So what do you do coming back for a third round at the same place that you feel like you maybe struggled the year before? What do you do differently in your approach?
Nothing really. I mean, I felt good last year. I felt comfortable in the situation, just the vagaries of the game. Hit a few bad shots, and, you know, it's easy to do. No matter how good you're playing, you can run into some trouble. And, you know, I'll just be prepared for that and stay really patient. It's what I've done really well the last 3 weeks, just been patient, not overreacted to anything. You know, I know there's some holes out there that are gettable. The par five is pretty easy, so I know I'm going to have a lot of chances at birdie, some mistakes happen to come along.
So right now, after last week, a good finish last week, a top 10, finishing 8th at the Hotel Fitness Championship, has you up to 12th on the final standings list. How much pressure do you put on yourself? I mean, there's obviously pressure because this is to get onto the main stage. This is get onto the PGA Tour. And how much pressure is there in these finals that makes it different maybe from a regular event on the tour?
I look at it as a really good opportunity for me because I barely got into these finals. I had to play really well the last week of the regular season just to get in. So, I mean, it's almost a bonus, but then, you know, you start playing well and you put yourself up there. And it can be a little overwhelming just thinking about what you're really playing for. But and I feel like being inside the ropes is the easiest part of the day where I can control how I think. And, I mean, the hard parts are trying to go to sleep, you know, when you know you're leading and you know you're up there with a great chance to, you know, achieve a goal I've had for 20-plus years, I guess. But it's really the old cliche of just one shot at a time and staying really patient. And like I said, I've done a really good job of that the last 3 weeks. So just trying to continue to do that.
Well, I mean, although it would be hard to argue, I don't want the highlight of your day to be joining us today. But when you're sitting there and you're going off late today. I mean, besides doing things like this show, how do you manage your time to keep from letting the nerves set in, from keeping showing up too early and standing around? I mean, tell us about your day and what time you get to the golf course and what you do once you get here.
Yeah, well, I pretty much just woke up, so I was talking to you guys to start the day. And then,
oh, well, good morning, sunshine.
But, yeah, I'll go get breakfast and then, you know, do my usual warm-up here in the room, just my stretching and all that stuff, and then get to the course fairly early, just eat lunch, and then go through all my drills with putting and chipping and obviously warming up. And, I mean, just not being rushed. I think that's something I've done poorly in the past, is maybe getting to the course a little too late and being rushed. And it's always nice when you're a little nervous just to get there early and just kind of ease into the day, I guess.
Yeah, so, you know, and I got to ask you, too, because you said you kind of got your way in and have played well the last 2 weeks. The 5 weeks before that, you missed the cut, and then you come back in a seventh and an eighth. So
right.
Did you find something, or did it just something click, or what really happened? We know how pesky that game of golf can be sometimes, and one little thing would kind of get you going. Is there something that maybe pushed you, you know, to the front?
Yeah, I got into a little rut during the summer. My coach gave me a really good swing key probably, you know, in the middle of that stretch, and it didn't really kind of come to fruition until Portland, which was a couple weeks ago. And then I made a slight adjustment with my setup, just moved my ball position, and everything just seemed to mesh together really well. And I'm staying way more patient than I did in the middle of the summer. I just got really impatient because the courses get easy and seems like I was shooting 73 the first day, and you got to come back and shoot 65 just to make the cut. So, I mean, the last few weeks, courses have been tougher, which I think suits my game better. Not feeling like you have to birdie every hole. So, yeah, it's just a combination of those things. And I mean, golf's such a weird game. It can turn on a dime and, you know, less than a week, which it pretty much did. So hopefully just keep riding this wave of good momentum. I mean, it's just the way I felt like I should have played all year, but, you know, it doesn't always happen as planned. So funny game.
Well, we're talking to Brett Stegmaier, who just woke up and is our leader at minus 13 here at the SBC Championship right now at minus 13. Hey, as we're looking to get people to come out here and check this out live, obviously, I'm looking at your stats. I'd come out to watch you drive. I mean, I'd watch this last group. This guy's putting it out average 307, long drive of 320, hitting 70% of the fairways. I'm going to come watch this guy drive the ball. But when you come out to see the course, now that you've played it 3 years, where should spectators maybe think about focusing their attention where they can see a lot of action, maybe some carnage? What do you know about the course? What can you give us an insider tip for where fans should come and watch?
I think the last three holes are good. 16 is a good par four. 17 is a tough par three. It's probably 220 downhill. Actually managed to make birdie there the first 2 days, which is a definite bonus. And then 18 is a really good par five, good risk reward. I hit it in there close the first day, made eagle, and yesterday kind of chickened out and laid up just to, you know, keep the good momentum going. But, yeah, I would say 18 is probably the best hole to watch. Just, I mean, it's a good kind of amphitheater around the green where a lot of spectators can check it out. And, I mean, the quality of play on the web.com is just as good as PGA Tours. Just, nobody really knows the name, so, you know, it's, you know, people think we're not as good as, you know, the Jordan Spieths and the, you know, Jason Days or whatever, but the quality of golf isn't that far off. So it's a good chance to see guys who, you know, might be a little more famous next year on the bigger stage.
Well, just to let you know, the pin on 18's up front.
Oh. Okay.
That's good. So you can think about that.
So let us hackers who've never faced a 220-yard par three downhill, let us know, what do you pull out of your bag for a downhill 220-yard par three?
Yeah, the first day, I think it was 3-iron. The pin was in the back. Both days, I just tried to hit it to the middle of the green. The first day, I made, like, a 35-footer. Yesterday, I had about 15 feet. Yeah, I've made more birdies on that hole than I have in the par fives, which is kind of strange. So, you know.
Yeah, but that means there's shots out there to be had today.
Yeah, the greens are pretty soft, so you know you're going to get a lot of chances to hit it close. So I think the scores will continue to be low.
Well, you know, one of the things that I look at when you talk about, you know, the differences between the tour, I mean, just look at the finals now. And the names that are out here, I mean, you got guys like Lucas Glover, major champion winners, DA Points who've won tournaments, you know, Jonathan Bird, Kyle Stanley. These are names that everybody knows.
And Brett's beating all of them.
And Brett's beating all of them. So, you know, that kind of tells you where the game of golf is going and how hard it is to get on the PGA Tour, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's really only, I think there's probably 175 exempt spots on tour. So, and you look at other, I mean, I think in baseball there's like 750 players, and football there's probably more than that. So, I mean, there's not enough room for all the good players. And this used to be a developmental tour, but it's really just, you know, I mean, it's just overflow of good players. I mean, yes, it's still a developmental tour. You see a lot of the young guys coming out of college, but it's getting harder and harder to keep your card on the PGA Tour. So there's got to be a place for everybody else to play, I guess. So. Certainly getting more competitive.
All right, Brett, take your mind out of today's warm-up and stuff like that. We like to ask most of our tour players that if I give you just an hour at the practice facility and you have access to short game center, green, and a driving range, if I give you just an hour to practice your game, how do you personally divide that time?
I would say probably a pretty even split, one-third on each, I would guess. I don't work on a whole lot in my full swing. With my putting, I just like to do some speed drills and some face control drills. And I would say the most fun I have is short game, just trying to be, you know, really creative with different shots and stuff. So I feel like I'm pretty evenly split on those three.
Well, Brett, man, we appreciate you hopping on with us this morning. Good luck when you tee it up this afternoon at 1:30, and we'll be watching your name stay at the top of the leaderboard.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
All right. Thanks a lot.